Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And today we have a special guest. Tasca King is here to talk about ADX Digital. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
So glad you're here. If you have questions about ADX Digital, you can always text them in at 850-437-1620. So we've got a lot. It's a new year, a lot going on. Tell me what's happening for 2025.
Absolutely. You know, I thought we would just start kind of from the beginning here. Let's talk about the basics of digital advertising for today.
Okay.
All right. Well, first of all, the most unique thing about digital advertising, it is the one advertising medium that gives you the opportunity to really target your prospect. So whether your prospect is within a 10-mile radius of your business or whether they're anywhere in the state of Florida, it just depends on what you know your prospect. The best thing to do, I should say, is call us and schedule a meeting, an educational meeting. Let's sit down and talk to you about what we have to offer and then take it from there.
Now, there a fee for that meeting or a cost?
No, there's no charge for that meeting. It is strictly to educate you on the world of digital marketing. Now, how does digital marketing work? Well, if you decide to do a campaign, the first thing that we're going to do is we are going to decide what geographic area you want to target. So it may be that you feel like 90% of your business comes from within a 10-mile radius. Well, if you want us to just target that 10-mile radius, we can do that. If you want us to target three zip codes, we can do that. If you want to focus on the entire Escambia and Santa Rosa County as a coverage area, a geographical area, we can do that. It's strictly up to you. That is your starting point. Let's talk. We're going to settle in and get that geography figured out first. Now, how else are we going to find the perfect person for you? Well, there's several different ways. I'm going to start out with behaviors. Now, behavioral targeting is showing your ads to specific consumers based on their previous online and or offline behaviors that they've shown interest in. And we're going to show them your ad across all devices.
That's great.
What does that mean? That means they might see your ad on their phone. They might see your ad on a tablet or on their PC, on their personal computer, or the laptop. Or if you're running video, maybe they see it on their TV screen when they're streaming something.
That's amazing because you have so much access that you never had before to your potential clients.
Behavior is great. Almost every campaign that I work on is going to, behavior is the first thing we're going to do after we figure out the geography.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a huge help.
Okay, the next item or the next targeting strategy would be keywords. That's showing your ads on web pages and apps that contain keywords related to your business, and these ads, again, will go across all devices. Now, these keywords are going to be words that you give us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to tell us which words are very relevant and common to your business. So if you're an attorney, that word might be divorce, if you're a divorce attorney. If you are an estate attorney, that word might be will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just one word. It can be many words.
Like litigation or all kinds of different.
And we're going to come up with a list of words that are relevant to your business. And it can be anywhere from 5 words to 500 words.
Okay.
So that, and when someone Googles one of those words, there's a reason to show them your ad.
Great.
Okay. All right. The next targeting strategy is artificial intelligence. That's showing your ads to people using machine learning, and they target customers based on who's engaging with the ad, and again, across all devices.
So how does the artificial intelligence come into play?
Well, think about it this way. We found a group of people through the behaviors to show your ad to based on their behaviors. And throughout their network, it's kind of like this big spider web in a way, There are other people that are somehow related to them, whether it's through their social media accounts, maybe it's through their neighborhoods, whatever. If we find that there's also reason to believe that those people would be a prospect, we're going to reach out to them as well. It's kind of like when you sweep the floor of your house and you get everything, but you turn around and you're like, oh, I think I missed a little dust bunny over there. Let's go back and get them. So it's that final little sweep with the broom to get the people who we still have reason to believe are a prospect for you.
Okay, that's very comprehensive. It's like with this, all these different techniques and tools, you're really not going to miss anybody, but you're also not wasting energy on people who would not be interested.
And wasting your money on people who would not be interesting.
That's a good
interested.
Point. Yes.
Okay, the next one would be retargeting. And that is following someone after they leave your website and showing them your ad on other websites and apps and try to draw them back to your website. And again, we're going to do this across all devices. And the whole purpose is that's kind of like a frequency thing. The more times they see your ad and the more times they see your logo, the better chances are that they're going to remember you, especially when they are ready to actually make that purchase, make that commitment, make that appointment, you know, to start calling, asking questions or whatever it is that they're doing. And then the last two are a little more comprehensive. And it depends on, you know, what your business is whether or not this would match for you. But we have a targeting strategy called custom audience matching and lookalike targeting. That's when we target people or businesses on your list through emails, addresses, or phone numbers, and then go online and show them your ads when they are browsing across websites and apps. Now, again, you would have to have that list. If you don't work off of a list, then this would probably not be the product for you or the strategy for you. And then the last one, a lot of people love this one, and that is geofencing.
Okay, and this one sounds really interesting.
It is really interesting, and that is when we draw a virtual fence around a place where people gather. And we take this, we show people that inside that area where people gather that we call a fence, and continue to follow them after they leave that area and show them your ads across all devices. Now, again, to explain that a little bit better, it can be a building. It can be a street. It could be a neighborhood. You can do anything from a tenth of a mile up to 5 miles for your virtual fence. And that's how we want to. If people are within that certain area, we're going to get a hold of them. And that's, again, that's going to be very similar to the whole geography thing. Then once we get them in that area, then we're going to layer in those other targeting strategies.
Interesting.
So our products we can use, you start out usually with two or three strategies, and then you can build from there.
So, for example, if I knew that I was trying to reach, for whatever reason, maybe I'm selling surfboards, and I want to reach people who are in the Pensacola Beach area.
Okay.
Would that be a good geofencing possibility?
Well, you actually just need geotargeting for that.
Ah, okay.
Now, you want geofencing? Let's geofence businesses that sell surfboards.
Aha. Okay. See, now I understand.
That's where you would geofence. You would geotarget the whole area around the beach and maybe up to 3 miles off the beach, because chances are, you know, a lot of people that live in those areas or spend a lot of time in those areas are going to be into surfing.
Right. Okay. Now I'm understanding.
But then
okay.
You want to sell them a surfboard? Let's geofence the paddleboard companies, unless geofence companies that sell surfboards.
That makes perfect sense. Okay.
Absolutely. So that's how we target. Now let's talk a little bit about the different products that we have that we can use to help. You know, everybody uses Facebook and Instagram. That's called Meta.
Mm-hmm.
That's your social, that's your top social media platforms. And we offer that. That is showing your display or video ads across all devices on Facebook and Instagram and on any of the Facebook, known as Meta, advertising forums, platforms. So the great thing about that is so many people are on Facebook.
Oh, no question about it.
So that is a great place to start. If you've already advertised on Facebook, if you boost posts but you don't advertise, let's just have that conversation. Let's see where you are, how in your advertising, how deep you are into it, and we'll determine whether or not that's the right one for you that we can help you with. Now, one that we have that I use a lot that kind of goes with that Facebook and Instagram is social mirroring. Now, social mirroring is our social mirror ads look like your social media display or video post, but they appear on websites and apps and are run across all devices using the targeting strategies that we just talked about.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, the great thing about that is you're not limited to Facebook and Instagram. Obviously, those are two of the platforms that we can mirror, but we also can mirror X, LinkedIn, TikTok, Pinterest, Snapchat, and YouTube.
Wow, that's pretty comprehensive.
It is. So, you know, if you use any of those, or if you want to reach people that use those, let's reach them off the platform. You know, a lot of times when people boost posts or do advertising on Facebook, they're reaching the people that already follow them.
Mm-hmm.
This is talking about really going farther out to get the people that you don't already have
right.
a hold of
right.
to get your message to. All right, another one of our most popular products is called mobile conquesting. That's using location-based demographic and behavioral targeting to reach consumers with display and video ads on their mobile devices. So with this particular product, you're only reaching people on their phones, and this is the most popular product for geofencing. Now, you can use geofencing with some of the other products, but this is that's the main strategy for this product because people have their phones with them when they're out and about, when they're shopping or when they go out to eat or when they're, you know, on the way or sitting in line to pick up their kid from school.
Well, people don't put their phones down anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, they carry them with them all the time.
Exactly. So if you want to reach people who are on their phones a lot during the day, let's talk about mobile conquesting. Okay, over the top. Over the top is
OTT.
OTT. That is basically TV advertising for streaming.
Okay.
So instead of buying your ads and placing them on a network TV station, a local TV station, and when you do that, you're showing your ad to everybody that's watching the show that your ad runs in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How many of those people are really your prospect? Well, we have no idea. But what if we just reach out for the eyeballs of the people who we already know are your prospect and show them your ad when they're streaming television shows? And let's face it, streaming is the way of the present and the future.
Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
Do you know that now it's like 58% of folks have cut the cord? 58%.
Wow.
And that number, it goes up every quarter.
Incredible.
So streaming is the future, and a lot of people are 100% streaming. If you have DirecTV Stream at home, you're not seeing any network TV commercials, except for if you're watching one of the local network stations and it just happens to come through their feed.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and my guest today is Tasca King, and we're talking all things digital with ADX Digital Communications and ways that you can promote your business and keep ahead of everyone else that's out there buying like a billboard or something.
Exactly.
The days of those kinds of ads are long gone, I think. This sounds pretty amazing.
It's definitely changing.
Yes.
Definitely changing.
So take advantage of the new technology right here.
Mm-hmm. One of the most popular products that we have as well is just basic targeted display ads. Now, those, for the most part, are going to be a static ad that's like a square ad or a kind of long, skinny banner ad, that whatever it is that you want to talk about. But the main thing is you want them to click on that ad to go to your website. So you're not going to be able to say a whole lot in an ad like this,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but it's got to pique their interest enough so that they'll click on it, go to your website, learn more, either make a purchase or schedule an appointment or just call you
right
with questions. So, but display ads are your basic old-timey, they used to be called banner ads.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once upon a time when people would buy an ad on someone's website, well, now you're not buying just one website. You're getting multiple websites, but it's not about the website that the ad is shown on. It's about the people who are seeing the ad.
Right, right.
Because they have already been identified as your prospect. But these ads go across all devices. They appear on websites or apps, and again, they use the targeting strategies that we discussed. Another product that we have that's getting more and more popular is online audio. Audio ads are served to targeted online listeners who are consuming audio content across all types of devices, including smart speakers. Basically, what that means is if you're going to reach people who might not actually just be listening to a regular radio. They're listening on a smart speaker. They might be listening to a radio station, but they also might be listening to a podcast.
Right. Okay.
So it's reaching, or they're listening to Spotify or one of those music streaming devices. So that's how online audio works. It's going to sound a lot like a radio commercial.
Okay.
It's audio.
But it's so much more direct.
It is.
It's very personal.
Reach that person that you want to reach. That's the most important thing. You know, another thing that we offer, if you've got a website and you can't man it 24/7, who can? You know, we've got live chat. We can help you with live chat.
Really? That's amazing.
Yes. And the great thing about our live chat option is that we don't use a bot. We use live people. We have live people working three shifts a day, answering your calls, answering your questions. And especially if you own a, if you own a business that has a website and you work 9 to 5,
right?
What's going on that website after 5 o'clock? Well, with live chat, we can capture those people when they type in a question, find out if they really are a prospect for you, and then turn that information over to you so that you can then reach out to that person the next day.
So essentially, you're not going to miss a customer just because you closed up shop at
5 o'clock. Exactly.
Which is huge because so many people do shop online now, and they do go, instead of driving around their car to a store or a retail location, they will go online, do some research, find out, and that way you get a sale online and you're at home having dinner.
Yes, that's exactly right. We talked a little bit earlier about Facebook and Instagram. In addition to that, we for social platforms, we can also do TikTok ads or LinkedIn ads. They work pretty much the same way, using the targeting strategies that those particular platforms give to us. So if you've got questions about any of these, schedule an appointment with one of us. We'd love to come out, show you all of the products that we have, and determine what's going to work best for you and your business. And the best way to get a hold of us is just to call us here at the radio station. And our phone number is 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne. And he will then connect you with one of our digital experts. And they would love to come out and, again, meet with you, show you how all this stuff works. It is not a sales pitch. It is an opportunity to educate yourself on the ways of the digital world as we know it today. And it's constantly growing.
Oh, and changing.
And changing.
Yes, no doubt about that. So do you have packages or things you kind of decide, well, we're going to do this targeting tool and this one, you kind of work it out.
We do
custom.
Everything is custom based on what your business needs. So we have to go through that first initial meeting to determine what are your needs, which products are going to work best for you. You know, how do you feel about having a video message put out there? Do we want to do video? Do we want to do a static ad? Do you want to do something that's really super subliminal, which there's quite a few things that are super subliminal? And, hey, you come across a product that is subliminal, an opportunity that's subliminal, and that is going to keep that consumer's attention on your ad longer than something that's not subliminal.
That makes sense, yeah.
I mean, let's face it. How many times have you been watching a sporting event and at the end, you know, in the interviews after the event, somebody turns up a Coke. Don't think for a minute that was not an ad.
Right.
That was definitely an ad.
Right.
We have several opportunities that we can subliminally reach people. And by the time they realize they're actually seeing an ad, the message is already in their brain. And that's what we want. We want to keep that your message in the brain of the consumer that is a prospect for you until they are ready to come to you to make that purchase.
Okay, so we have about 4 minutes left. Are some things you want to cover before we go that we maybe haven't mentioned?
Well, we've talked about video. I know we talked just a little bit about over the top. We also have online video.
Oh, okay.
That's available. And we also have YouTube that's available, all that with video as well. So there's lots of video opportunities in addition to lots of static ad opportunities.
Didn't you tell me you had access now to Amazon as well?
Oh, Amazon.
Yes.
Thank you for remembering Amazon.
Well, I just think that's pretty amazing.
We have a great Amazon program, and that program works because we use the Amazon data that is collected. We start with the Amazon data based on what people are searching for when they are shopping on Amazon. Now, if you already are an Amazon vendor, then you cannot participate in this one. But it is a great product for people who aren't already merchants with Amazon.
Sure.
And the great thing about Amazon and the video is we just added Amazon Prime to our arsenal where we can show the ads to. Amazon owns quite a few video streaming channels through their Fire TV option.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have Prime until fourth quarter, the beginning of fourth quarter of 2024. So that's fairly new. But the great thing about that is when you run ads in the streaming platforms, your ad's not going to get stuck in the middle of a whole bunch of other ads. Mm-hmm. Usually an ad break is only about 90 seconds. So if you got a 15-second ad or if you got a 30-second ad, I mean, there's not going to be that many other ads that are running. So your message is not going to get lost in the middle of a bunch of commercials like it does on broadcast television.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. And I've experienced it. And
I'm sure.
I do pay more attention, especially because half the time, I don't know how, but the ads are like talking to me.
Well, just like I've said, you were targeted by those businesses
mm-hmm.
as someone who might be a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, surveys have shown that people would rather see ads that are relevant to them than ads that have no relevance to them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question about that. So that's really great. So we've got just a couple minutes left now.
Okay.
So we talked about Amazon Prime and Amazon. What else did you want to touch on today? We have so many different tools. You can come and talk to the team here mm-hmm. about digital advertising.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, we can come to you or you're welcome to come here. We have a team of digital experts that are just waiting to talk to you.
Okay, very good. What is the contact? If someone wanted to look up some of these things, can they find that on the website? Is there information available? Or
really, the best thing to do is to contact us and let us walk you through the first time, because you're not going to get answers to a lot of your questions
mm-hmm.
until you've got someone there to explain things to you.
Okay.
You can always go to info@adxdigitalmarketing.com
okay.
or sales@adxdigitalmarketing.com. But really the best thing to do is to contact us here, 850-262-6000. And again, ask for Jeff and he will connect you with one of our digital marketing specialists.
Okay. So you've been listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Tasca King talking about ADX Digital. So if you have been intrigued by this, just give them a call and they'll look over your company's target audience and who you're trying to reach so that you can grow your business in 2025. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Thanks for listening and we'll be back.